Raza Rumi, so I wanted to quickly ask you, but we have just 40 seconds, about the point that many have made that Trump is unlikely to pursue a diplomatic solution in Afghanistan because, well, for example, there's no U.S. ambassador there. The State Department had a special office working in on a regional solution to the Afghan war, but Tillerson disbanded it. Your response to all this in 10 seconds?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this whole Trump's speech is a military solution which has been tried and tested and failed. And in fact, what it needs is more diplomatic engagement and some more attention towards State Department, where hundreds of positions apparently are lying vacant, including that of the representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. So I guess it's a bit of a alarming situation because this military solution has not worked over the past 16 years. How is it going to work now?
Raza Rumi, we have to leave it there. Pakistani journalist targeted by the Taliban in 2014. He now teaches at Cornell and Ithaca colleges. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. This is KBOO Portland. John Slaughter is hosting Voices from the Edge. It's going to be a great show. Stay here.
Join KBOO every Friday at 5:30 p.m. for Counterspin, a show that provides a critical examination of major media stories and exposes what the mainstream media missed. Counterspin exposes and highlights censored stories, sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, the power of corporate influence, gaffes and goofs by leading TV pundits, and more. That's every Friday at 5:30 p.m. here on your community radio station. KBOO Portland.
Have you seen KBOO's Fuzzy Boo Van? It's a giant furry blue Muppet mobile that brings music and joy wherever it's found in Portland and across the region. We're having a contest this summer. If you spot the van, post a picture on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag Fuzzy Boo, and you'll be entered to win a chance to have Fuzzy Boo at your event, as well as other prizes. Each picture you take is another chance to win. For more info and clues on where to find the van, go to kboo.fm/fuzzyboo.
Yes. What is going on, Portland? It is 8:01 on your AM dial. This is John Slaughter. It is Voices from the Edge. How are you doing today, Portland? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm fresh off of like maybe an hour of sleep. I went out to Wicked Wednesdays last night, and that's who we have in the building today. I'm going to be real with you, though. He's on Wicked Wednesday time. As you know, DJs and artists, they're up till like 2, 3, sometimes even 4 in the morning doing their craft, doing what they do. And so as he gets in here, we'll talk to DJ Wicked. Wicked has one of the longest standing hip hop shows. It's actually live DJing that goes on. And for me, it's culture. It's hip hop culture. It's life. And so as he comes in here, we'll get a chance to talk to Wicked. He's actually going to be spinning live Justified Revolutionary music this morning, and we're gonna have some fun. Talk to DJ Wicked about the hip-hop scene, talk to him about a lot of different things going on here in Portland concerning hip-hop, also nationally, and we'll just get a chance to kind of, you know, pick his brain and talk hip-hop. Wicked is a Benson Tech alumni as well as myself, and we get a chance to do a lot of things in Portland, so we're gonna talk to DJ Wicked. This is Voices from the Edge. If you thought that you were going to listen to the voice of Miss Joanne, well, you know what? You've had John Slaughter for the past couple of weeks. You got me for one more week next week here in August. But I'll tell you this. Here with Voices from the Edge and John Slaughter, it's a poetic justice feel. I run a show here in Portland called Poetic Justice. And here on the radio, you get arts, music, entertainment. You get... We talk about events. We promote and push good people who are doing good things here in Portland. And one of the things we like to do is have some fun on the radio show. So, as we talk about what's going on in Portland with all of the different individuals we get a chance to bring on and call in. We want to make sure you call in too. And so if you want to talk to me or DJ Wicked or any of the different guests we bring on, the number is 503-231-8187. Make sure you call in. Let's have a conversation. So we're going to recap this past week of events for myself and some things that happened here in Portland. There was a huge, huge hip-hop rap battle that happened at Portland Community College this past weekend, put on by Amani, a.k.a. AM, of A-Hat Rap Portland, Oregon. Actually A-Hat Oregon. And I had a chance to attend that event. That event is actually at my gym. If you don't know, I am the women's head basketball coach at PCC. And so, public service announcement, if you get a chance to and you love basketball, make sure you come on down to Portland Community College. All right, now the basketball season starts in November, but all you got to say is you are on Coach Slaughter's guest list and you will get in for free. I will only announce that one time today. Quick story, I'm with my athletic director at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm actually from Portland, so whenever I see people, I give hug, daps, you know, where I'm running my mouth, chatting them up. And so, you know, I'm telling everybody, hey, come on down to PCC. So as we're leaving, my athletic director goes, Coach Slaughter, you told about 30, 40 people to come into the game for free. I was like, hey, coach, people don't come to our games almost anyway. Hey, it's okay if about 30, 40 people come in for free. They're going to buy concessions. They're probably gonna come back to another game. So make sure you come on down. PCC gym, address is 600 North Killingsworth. Hey, we're going to make sure we have a good season for you guys. The men's team is looking awesome, so come out and support. But anyway, this rap battle that happened last Friday and Saturday, I'm going to tell you right now, the event was a little bit of a bust. It really was. But I will say this, I had a chance to see about four of the dopest rap battles that I've ever seen in my life. If you're not caught up on rap battle, all right, this is what you need to do. You need to go Google. First off, go Google and watch 8 Mile, because that's one of the first instances that people had a chance to see rap battle. Eminem on the stage, freestyling. Now, rap battle has changed from the way it used to be, as in just all freestyle right off the top of the dome, right then and there, making up lines, metaphors, and punchlines right then and there, on the spot. It's changed a little bit now to rehearsed, practiced, memorized verses, to where you get a chance to study your opponent and figure out their weaknesses, figure out what they do, and kind of also figure out what are some things that you could say about them. So, with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit today about rap battle. We're going to chance to sit down and, you know, do a little bit of maybe hearing some bars on the phone if we get a chance to talk to some MCs. I had a chance to meet some of the most infamous rap battle MCs in the world. Charlie Clips. You know about Charlie Clips. You can go look him up. He is known for having those bars with some a little bit of bullets intended clips. Had a chance to meet Daylight, Marv One, Shy Dog, Quest. These are professional battlers, and you can look these gentlemen up. They have videos on YouTube galore. It's the art of actually poetry and lyrics without beat, and having to go against an opponent knowing that you're going to get possibly clowned, possibly clapped on verbally, jokes galore. And it's the art of being able to talk about someone, talk about they mama, talk about their clothes, talk about how bad they are in the actual art of rapping. Now, if you hear someone right now, you hear my one-year-old daughter she's a rap battler. She wants to get on the microphone right now in battle. But these gentlemen came out here for a show. And to tell you the truth, they didn't really get a show. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today on the radio is good business practices when we're talking about hip-hop events. Hip-hop's young. This culture that we have here, it's new. It's only about 44, 48, under 50 years old. And it's within these events of hip-hop that we have to make sure that we are keeping safe. A couple of weeks ago, there was an event at the Crystal Ballroom. DJ Quick, Scarface Show, with my man, Mike Capes, opening. And there was actually shots, pop, pop, two shots shot off in the show. Hip-hop. People, we have to keep our culture safe. And when we're going out to these shows, no matter if it's at the Roseland Wonder Ballroom, no matter if it's at the Crystal Ballroom where this event happened at, no matter if it's at PCC, we have got to keep our community safe. We have got to make sure that we stay in the room. And one of the things we've been talking about the past couple of weeks, no matter if we agree to disagree, people, we have to be able to stay in the room. We have to be able to say, you know what? I disagree with you. I still respect you. Let's stay in this room. And let's have these courageous conversations to be able to help create change. Now, let's be real. Now, we're talking about events and we're talking about hip-hop shows or R&B shows or whatever it may be. And we'll talk about some different events that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. No. Details, people, the small things are very, very important when you are throwing a show. And if you know John Slaughter, you know the different things that I do, no matter if it's Poetic Justice or Old Dominion hip-hop shows or whatever. You know that I've been in this business for about 20 years. And if you don't know, now you know. But throwing shows, no matter if it's a benefit show or if it's a R&B show or no matter what it is, the details, all of the things that you have to do, the crossing the T's and dotting the I's, the security man, the doorman, securing your DJ. Oh, you don't have a show unless you have a room, unless you have a location. Getting your artists, having the artist's money. Oh Lord, Claude have mercy. Claude have mercy. Having your artist's money is very key. And I'll tell you this, if you don't have that artist's money, you might want to think about moving your show. You might want to think about moving the date of your event, because especially when you're dealing with black people, I posted this the other day on Facebook. Please don't mess with black folks' money. Do not mess with our money. Now, I have a saying, my time and my energy are worth more than my money right now. And that's pretty true, because I'm just going to spend money. I'm not frivolous, but I'm going to spend it and I'm going to make it, and it's going to be saved, and it's good for a rainy day. But my time and my energy should not be wasted. And so when we talk about flying out these artists or doing a show and bringing people to your venue that you've rented for the night, let's be real. And we're talking about having these events. When you are getting artists, you're paying people, have these artists, have these performers, have these individuals money. Because this is, especially if they're professionals, this is what they do. And if this is what they do, you can't waste their time and energy if they're flying across the country or to another state. Please have their money. Have their money. All right, so I think that will be the theme of the day. Money, 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 money. And I just saw him walk by. Money. DJ Wicked in the building. I don't know if he can hear me right now. I'm about to get him on a microphone. Oh, he can hear me? Oh, yes, he can. Now, he is running late. He came in with his Starbucks. Hey, it's okay if he's a little bit snobbish on his coffee. You know, I am too. I like my coffee, you know, white chocolate mocha with real caramel in and out. Maybe possibly in a grande cup, so you can save me some room for some extra, you know, whipped cream and a little bit of something. I'm one of those guys in this coffee line where, yep, I say hi, just like my daughter said. Yep, hey, this ain't the time for you to be ordering coffee. I'm talking about coffee. And I'm kind of a prima donna, but I need my coffee right. If it ain't right, it ain't tight. So we're going to get DJ Wicked spinning in a little bit. You know, he has a little bit of music. You know, I told him to come in and spin Justified, Poetic Justice type style music. Now, you're not going to hear no Kendrick Lamar. And so he was like, you know, Slaughter, I got an idea. Public Enemy. Yes. Yes, 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 DJ Wicked. I was like, yes. So we're going to get a little bit of a Public Enemy. We'll also probably get a little bit of maybe X-Clan. I told him to bring in that red, the black, and the green sissies. I told him to bring a little bit of that. So we're going to play whatever DJ Wicked wants to. Hey, excuse me. This ain't your radio show right now. Daddy's on the air. So, you know, it's Daddy Daycare on KBOO. If you're going to hear some voices, you're going to hear my youngest, my two older ones. Shout-outs to Zofia Slaughter. Shout-out to Josephine Slaughter. They're in the building right now with me. It's Daddy Daycare. You know, when your wife is a vice principal, shout-out to Amy Slaughter, and she gets a new job, and they start work a week before they're actually supposed to. You know, because when you're a teacher, you know, you get a chance to kind of just stroll in a week before school, almost. Well, not the good teachers. But when your wife gets a brand new job and she gets a better job, a higher paying job on that pay scale, let's go. Sometimes you got to take on other roles, such as daddy daycare in the morning. And that's what we're doing. So you're going to hear my daughters here. If you want to call in and chat with DJ Wicked, the number is air code 503-231-8187. If you want to talk to John Slaughter, please call in. The number is 503-231-8187. We're going to get some music going on really quick before we keep on going. We're going to get back to the hip-hop rap battle, because I got some fellas who actually are probably going to call in next week, and we're going to talk to them. I'm telling you, I'm going to get them to make sure they do some on-air bars. But let's talk about a couple of things that are going on. This Saturday, August 26th, our own Mike Crenshaw will be rocking at a benefit show at the Crush House, 3734 North Vancouver Street, with the Rat Heaven. Also with on the door is rocking is Rich Hunter. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Band start at 9. It's a basement show for DJ J20. And just make sure... Hey, sweetheart, just make sure you get a chance to spread the word. And I heard it's going to be a good show. So go support our guy, Mike Crenshaw. Also, this Saturday, the Block Party in the Irvington area, located off of 7th and Graham, there is a big, huge block party happening. I believe it starts around 2 o'clock. The beautiful Miss Saida Wright will be singing. I know Old Dominion is in the building. Poetic Justice will get a chance to spit throughout the day. And you know what Saturday is. It's fight night. Fight night. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fight night. Between Cash, Money Team, Floyd Mayweather, Cash Money. You already know it's TMT against Conor McGregor. I'm not even gonna pub the guy. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm a TMT fan. Well, I'm not really a big fan of, but I just rooting for don't touch that. I'm rooting for Floyd primarily because be real with you guys, he's black. I mean, she's real. And so regardless if I'm a fan of the man outside of the ring, which I'm really not, I gotta root for Floyd. I gotta cheer for Floyd. If you want to talk boxing on the air at KBOO with Coach John Slaughter, oh, come on in. Hey, I'm a Tyson fan. I am a boxing fan. Now, I watch a little bit of UFC, you know, and too bad for, you know, Bones, John Jones, for testing positive this past weekend. Shame on him. Make sure you do your craft clean, people. You know what I'm saying? But he did win anyway, so we won't take away from his accomplishments in the ring. But, you know, it's a huge boxing event. I don't know where you're going to be at Saturday. Hopefully, you're going to be somewhere at somebody's house eating some good food. But if you don't have anything to do, well, you know, come on out to Poetic Justice at Saturday on 7th and Graham and, you know, have a little bit of fun. There's going to be food. There's going to be, I know that the actual block party has their own beer. Shout out to Dante Graham Preston for setting that up. So, you know, if you have nothing to do, make sure you go support Mike Crenshaw. Go support our people and check out the block party. Now, I only got 2 weeks left on KBOO just for this month. Now, I will be back. But one of the things we really haven't had a chance to talk about is the fashion show. And it is a benefit show that we are putting on for the PCC women's sports teams, the soccer team, the basketball team, my girls' women's basketball team. And it is a fashion show that is going to be huge. September 30th at PCC Cascade. Right now, there's over 15 different brands that are walking in the fashion show. There are over, right now, 15 vendors that are going to be vending and selling their materials, their products at the fashion show. We have right now over 25 beautiful models of all shapes and sizes that will be walking at the fashion show. So make sure you come on, support your community. The fashion show is September 30th. We have brands such as Stacking Kicks. We have brands such as Premium. We have brands such as, hopefully, Designs by Thor. Man, if you haven't had a chance to see this man's clothes, they are custom design, high fashion wear. Go check him out. Oh my God. We have live art happening in the building. We have body art, body paint happening in the building. We have Dumpler Rock, who is a graffiti artist from Arizona. He is residing here in Portland, Oregon. He will have a vending table. He will be in the building doing live art on stage while the ladies are walking. Oh, it will be an event that you want to make sure you get to. Now, if you have any questions, make sure you email me, johnbslaughter@yahoo.com. If you want a vending table, hit me up. If you want a model, well, we have a lot of models, but please still hit me up. We love the beautiful people, We love anyone who wants to be a part of this. Please hit me up. It's going to be one of those events for the community. We're trying to make it an annual event, the fashion show. Now, I've worked with my man, David Jefferson, a.k.a. Stacking Kicks, and he does a fashion show every year, Walk This Way. Beautiful, happening soon in a couple of months. And I know he's actually had a planning meeting with all the individuals not too long ago. And we will be conducting another fashion show, Walk This Way. But until that comes, you have the PCC Fashion Show, September 30th. All right, so my man, DJ Wicked, is in the building, ready to go. I think needles are hot. Wicked, can you hear me? Oh, we gonna get his mic on real second. We gonna get his mic on. I think he's
yes, sir.
Oh yes, in the building, one and only DJ Wicked. Yes, how you doing, my guy?
I'm good, man. Good morning. Good. Sorry, I'm a little late today.
Nah, you Gucci, bro. You had an event last night, Wicked Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tell the folks about Wicked Wednesday.
Wicked Wednesday is basically a weekly hip hop event that we've been doing here in Portland for almost 20 years.
Yes.
This November. So authentic underground and old school hip hop every week at a venue called Beulah Land.
And when you say authentic hip hop, and what do you mean by that?
Authentic hip hop, like we still embrace and, you know, persevere all the elements of hip hop, break dancing,
yes,
graffiti art, DJing, MCing. It's an all vinyl night. The DJs lug records down.
Yes.
And just kind of, you know, keep it true.
And we'd like to emphasize vinyl. Vinyl, vinyl, vinyl. Yes, keeping it true. So you bring some records here this morning.
I did, man. I brought a crate of some goodies.
Some goodies, yes. Yep. Yes, yes. So we're going to let DJ Wicked, you know, give us a little bit of music. So really quick, I mean, talk to the people. I mean, how long have you been DJing for?
I've been DJing since 1992.
Yes.
You know, here in Portland, straight out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
Got my first pair of turntables.
And where'd you go to high school?
Oh, you already know, Benson Polytechnic.
Yes, we bleak that orange and blue tech in the house.
That's right.
That's my guy, yes. So you've been DJing since, like, right out of high school?
Right out of high school, yeah.
So right out of high school, fresh 18, boom, and I know you were listening to hip-hop, you know, while you were in high school growing up. What was your inspiration or motivation to want to, you know, have hands on ones and twos?
I was always into hip hop, from breakdancing to, you know, graffiti art.
Okay.
I think maybe it was just kind of a natural progression, grabbing the turntables. But you know, a lot of influences. Mostly it was just, you know, hip hop music and rap songs, and the DJs that would do the scratches during the choruses, and you know, I had to figure out, you know, how they were doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. And we got to ask, as your DJ, where'd you get your first turntables?
The first turntables I bought from an older friend of mine, kind of a, you know, like a mentor type of figure.
Yeah.
DJ White Rock.
Nice.
Corey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ White Rock. Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. So I know you're going to have a nice kind of mixing, scratching session later on the show.
Yeah.
Later on the show. All right. Well, man, give the people a little bit of music real quick. We're about to let DJ Wicked give us a little bit of music. What we're going to do is, you know, I'm going to let him spin a little something, something. And then I'm going to, you know, get him back on the air. Just talk a little bit about Wicked Wednesdays. You know, talk to DJ Wicked about the hip hop in Portland, the state of hip hop in the nation, the world right now. And then we're just going to rap. Do what we do. Do what tech do, you know. Have a little couple of conversations. You got something to play for us right now, Wicked?
I do.
Let's go. Hey, this is K-Boo, Voices from the Edge, 503-231-8187. Hey, you know what? We might even take possibly a request. Maybe. Give him Wicked.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey,
giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! We got to fight the powers that be! As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that's the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people!
We are the same, no we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. We need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness.
Don't rush the show. You got to talk about what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife cried, cause he died a trifling death. When he left, his very last breath was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that
self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knives alone. MC Lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed
understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school him some more.
Stress straight from the mouth
of why?
And daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail, and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then yo, we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach to each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It's
self-destruction, yeah, for self-destruction.
Listen to the lesson I'll be teaching. Learn thy holy intellect, cause it's a blessing. Teachers, study what is spoken through the speaker. Weaker preachers, there's no need for manifesting. I'm the star, soul controlling all within the soul law. Poor, so I'm a righteous teacher from the heart. Praise your God, all praises due to a law. Seven saw the holy intellect being taught. Grab a hold, I'm not here to promise any gold. Lessons told, a story about a traitor of that type. I tell this mic that I'm not here to feed your fantasy, cause that ain't right. I guarantee your everlasting life mentally. The holy intellect is infinite, it has been since Adam walked upon the holy soil. I'll destroy ya. Any man possesses 6.5, I'll laugh at that. Then watch his brain cells boil. PRT, put righteous teachers, culture free, and me has got to be the holy intellectuals of this set. But don't forget, we also drop a naked booty bust, but now we test.
Yes.
Holy intellect.
This is K-Boo, 90.7, Voices from the Edge. You got hip-hop at 8 a.m. in the morning. Yes. My name is John Slaughter. Poetic Justice in the building. And right now we've got DJ Wicked in the studio. I don't know if you are listening. I don't know if you know what's going on. This man is mixing and spinning from song to song live with vinyl. With vinyl. Wicked, tell him what you just gave us just now. What was that?
Started off with...
No. What you just gave us.
Oh, what I just gave you
just
was...
Just gave us.
Oh, PRT, Poor Righteous Teachers.
Yes.
Holy Intellect.
You already know, yeah. The PRT, Poor Righteous Teachers. Yes. And then right before that, man, tell them what you blessed us with.
Right before that was the Stop the Violence Movement.
Yes.
Self-destruction.
Man, I need the cameras. Hey, Wicked, we need the GoPros. We need to go live with the podcast. Because if you wanted to see what Slaughter was doing, man, I was in here gigging. That's my song, Self-Destruction. Yes, yes. And then what did you start us off with?
And then right before that was... Fight the Power.
You already know.
Classic Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
You already know. Here on K-Boo, Voices from the Edge, we love to give you justice-inspired pieces. All right, so really quick before you give us more music, Wicked, let's talk. So what, I mean, your shows, your event, Wicked Wednesday, has been going on for almost 20 years. And shout out, bro. I mean, big ups to you, Boss King, because you've been holding down and doing your craft and doing what you love for over 20 years. I mean, I praise that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It takes a lot of fortitude, I'll tell you that.
I hear you. All right. Now, so you got your 20-year anniversary coming up.
Yeah, November 23rd, the night before Thanksgiving.
Yes. That Wednesday. Make sure you go out to support my guy. Yes, so I've been seeing, I mean, I believe you've had some cameras following you.
Yeah, we've been working on a documentary covering 20 years of Wicked Wednesday.
Yes, and are the people gonna get a chance to get a little taste of that at your 20 year?
First off, shout outs to Andy Ridgway.
Yes,
he's the man making it happen.
Shout out to Andy.
So hopefully it'll be ready and finished by the 20-year anniversary.
Nice. And if you haven't had a chance to come to Wicked Wednesdays, come on out. Remind the people where it's at.
So it's located at Beulah Land, which is on Northeast 28th between basically Burnside and Cooch. It's 118 Northeast 28th Ave.
Yes, and we were there last night. You know, one of the things I love that Wicked gets a chance to do is Wicked documents the night. And no matter if you were there for a second or you're there all night, he gets you. He captures you, and then he posts the pictures on social media.
Yeah, I'm sneaky.
Yeah, you are. Hey, it's okay though, cause it's like momentums. It's memories. You know what I'm saying? We time capsing. You know what we doing?
Indeed.
I love it.
Yeah, somebody's got to document this history. 20 years is a long time. Years is a long time.
So not only are you the DJ, but you also the photographer.
That might be a stretch, but yeah, I got a camera phone.
Some days you're like, you're not the doorman, are you? Even though you guys do have a doorman now.
Yeah, we do.
You already know. Shout out to Al1 for causing for us to actually have to have the doorman. Hey. Shout out to Al1. You want to talk to Al1 too? You already know. Yes. So, Wicked. Now, also, let us know. Also, tell the people also what you do. Because, you don't just, DJ at, Beulah Land on Wednesdays. Tell the people also what you do.
Yeah, no. Wicked Wednesdays, that's kind of my baby, That's my weekly thing that's been going on forever. But I float around a lot, I go where the work is and where the demand is. Every second Saturday of the month, I'm downtown at Valentine's. It's called Devil's Pie.
Yes.
It's a dance party. We do a bunch of throwback 90s R&B and hip hop joints.
Nice.
Every second Saturday of the month.
Yes, I've been down there, and it's right in that little alleyway. Shout out to the owner at Valentine's. I love that spot. It's nice and rustic, but nice and pure.
Yeah, it's intimate.
Yeah,
it's cozy.
Love the wood.
And then I got to plug October 1st.
Yes.
The God MC, Rakim.
Yes.
At the Wonder Ballroom.
And you will be spinning.
I will be spinning.
You have your own set. Yes. Make sure you come out to these places, to these shows early. Because when DJ Wicked is spinning, I'm telling you, he's like his own act. The man is giving you songs. The man is also, now you are going to get those fingers moving today, right? You're going to give us a little something.
Yeah, of course.
So he gets a chance to transition from song to song, but he's mixing the right songs to match and make sure he's dropping off some good heat, but he gets those fingers going. He's mixing, he's juggling, he's doing way too much. All right, so you ready to give us some more music, Wicked?
Yeah, man, let's go.
Let's go, man. So right now you're listening to Voices from the Edge, Sean Slaughter, KBOO Radio 90.7 with a little bit of Poetic Justice feel. Hey, if you have a song you want to hear, we might play it. 503-231-8187. Hey, let's go, DJ Wicked. Listen to true hip hop right now. It's DJ Wicked on the ones and twos. This is Voices from the Edge. Let's go.
The stand on the corner and take gunshot. The cyber warfare is a new or a shock. It's black on black crime again, nonstop. Black cop, black cop, black cop. Black cop, black cop, black cop. Keep the sucker. Don't keep the sucker coming in my face. Don't keep the sucker. Here's what the West and the East have in common. Both have black cops and cars profiling. Hardcore kids in the West got stressed. In the East, we are chased by the same black beast. The black cop is the only real obstacle. Black slave turned black cop is not logical, but very psychological. Haven't you heard? It's the black cop killing black kids in Johannesburg. What's up, black cop? Yo, what's up? Your authorization says shoot your nation. You wanna uphold the law? What could you do to me? This ain't law, this the whole black community. You can't play both sides.
Voices from the Edge. It's 8:40 on your AM dial. This is John Slaughter. If you want to possibly even request a song, we might even play it for you possibly. I say possibly because that's the key word. 503-231-8187. We have the infamous DJ Wicked in the building with the ones and twos. He's got all vinyl. I'm going to tell you right now, he'll get ready to kind of get those fingers busy with a little bit of scratching, showing you what he does with those ones and twos. Yeah, Voices from the Edge.
You see, I hate when a brother makes a child and then denies it, thinking that money is the answer, so he buys it. A whole bunch of gifts and a lot of presents. It's not the presence, it's your presence and the essence of being there and showing the baby that you care. Stop sitting like a chair and have your baby wondering where you are or who you are. Eyes, daddy, don't act like you ain't, cause that really makes me mad, G, to see a mother and a baby suffer. I had enough of brothers who don't love the fact that a baby brings joy into your life. You can still be called daddy if the mother's not your wife. Don't be scared, be prepared, cause love is gonna get you. It'll always be your child, even if she ain't with you. So don't front on your child when it's your own, cause if you're front now, then you'll regret it when it's grown. Be a father to your child.
Yes, Voices from the Edge. We have a caller who wants to call in and have a conversation. We have Susan on the line. Susan, are you there?
Yeah. Hang on just a second.
What's going on, Susan?
I just wanted to say, love the show. Liked the show last week, this week. And no worries about having your daughter there. It's welcome.
Hey,
no worries on that.
Hey, Susan, question for you. Is she loud? Because she is loud in the studio. Man.
No. On the other end, she is not as loud. I can hear you going like, okay, no, daddy's talking. And it's like, you can't hear her that well on the air. So no disruption. And she's got a beautiful voice and no problem.
Her
so
name,
okay,
Susan. Okay. Thank you so much. Shout out to Susan. Thank you so much for calling in. That is that's my co-host today, the beautiful Miss Isadora Slaughter. There she goes on cue. You know it. Hey, if you want to call in and give us props, give me some more compliments on being a okay dad for bringing my daughters into the radio station this morning. Go ahead. It's 503-231-8187. KBOO Community Radio 90.7. It's DJ Wicked in the building, giving us old school hip hop, justified material that's hitting your soul this morning. DJ Wicked, hey, what's going on, my guy?
Yo.
So really quick before we kind of get some more music, all right. So just tell the people what you just gave us. Give a rundown.
Oh, and that last joint was Ed OG and the Bulldogs.
Yes.
Be a father to your child.
Mm-hmm. Good man.
Yeah, music with a message, you know?
Exactly. We love music with a message. It needs to be able to hit that spirit. And then before that, what do we have?
I can't remember what was before that. It was KRS-One Black
yes,
Cop.
Yes. I was in here gigging. You know, one of the things that I love about that, one thing that you do is you give us not just good music, but it's good music that has a message, you know? And man, talk about that. Talk about hip-hop nowadays. And I mean, man, what are you listening to?
I mean, there's still a message. Hip-hop, man, it's just like anything else. Like, it's like digging for records, you know? Sometimes you got to dig deeper to find the gems.
Yes.
But yeah, man, contrary to popular belief, man, there's still a lot of positive quality hip-hop with, you know, a message out there. Yeah, but again, you just have to dig deeper.
True. What do you listen to nowadays that's new that you like?
We've had this discussion before, man. Yep. I'm a big Crooked Eye fan.
Yes.
Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse.
Nice. We were talking, me and Wicked were talking literally last night, literally hours ago, about if we, you know, had to do a cypher here in Portland. You know, an old school cypher, a cappella, or maybe a beat. You know, who would you have in Portland as your MCs? You know, and we talked about it. We threw names out there. And so, man, I love it because I get a chance to pick this man's brain and to sometimes even just have a courageous conversation about hip hop. I love it. And that's what we're doing this morning. So, you know, Wicked, what's some of your big influences? Not just growing up, but stuff that you love to play now. What's some good stuff that you love to play now?
That's such a you know, vague question.
Well, because you grew up in the 90s.
I did, but you know, I'm a DJ, so I'm exposed to tons of music. So yeah, it's kind of hard to just, you know, pinpoint one small genre or just a couple of artists. But I like anything that gets, you know, really anything that gets the dance floor going, honestly.
Okay.
When I'm out DJing, you know.
Yeah. I feel like you play a lot of 90s hip hop. I love it though.
Golden era. It's the golden era, right?
Yes, the golden era.
That's what I, you know, if it's up to me, that's what I personally listen to. Golden era, boom bap, hip hop.
Yes.
East Coast or West Coast, doesn't matter, man, yes, as long as it's quality.
Shout out to Dom Oramish. Shout out to Destro, boom bap. So we have a caller on the air. Caller, are you there? I think we have a caller. Call you on the air. Hello, caller. Oh, they hung up on us. Well, maybe we didn't get to them fast enough. If you want to call back, it's 503-231-8187. Wicked, it's probably one of your many fans who called in. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he can hear me. Wicked got so many fans. I'm telling you, the man needs his own t-shirts. Especially for his anniversary show. Hey, Wicked, I did... You said it yesterday. Shout out to... Poetic Justice, I will make those shirts for you.
Oh man, good looking out.
You already know it. Let's get it going. So, I mean, it's, you know, we only got about 13 minutes left, you know, on the AM dial. I want to get DJ Wicked's fingers ready to go. You know, but before we leave, Wicked, are there any things that are coming up other than the October show? And we're going to plug that again. Anything else that's coming up that you're doing that we want to make sure we let the people know?
I mean, this one I'm not really involved in per se. I'm gonna go check it out as a fan, but
go ahead.
This Sunday,
yes,
the 27th at Waterfront Park, you already know, man, Nas is performing on Sunday.
And then after Nas, you know, tell the people who else, you know, behind Nas, you know,
what's that,
you know who else is performing that day?
Oh, on the bill.
Yeah,
I mean, headliner. I think Nas is the only hip-hop artist on the lineup.
Yes.
But I know Beck is also on that lineup.
I just had it real quick. Beck ain't hip hop.
You're not gonna find Beck under the hip hop section at the music store.
No, you're not. I'm messing with you, Wick.
Maybe a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Hey, I will be there as well. So last year, did you get a chance to check out Ice Cube last year at the Waterfront?
You know, I got to check it out from outside the gate on the street, which is kind of nice, man. Yeah. You can't afford a ticket. You can go out on the street and you could, you know, you can kind of catch a glimpse of the stage.
That's but, true.
I'm going to be up front and center for this Nas show. Believe that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And you know, I can't wait for Sunday because I plan to actually start out my day with some Nas all day and day. All day and day. And then transition into the nighttime of the show. So we have a call in the air. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? Oh, what's going on, Dante?
Oh, man. Yeah, what's going on now?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Looks like Tech is in the building, repping the city.
Tech is in the building. What's going on, Central Catholic Ram?
Oh, ain't nothing. Just living and believing.
You already know. Hey, University of Oregon's in the building. Go Ducks.
Oh, go Ducks! Quack quack.
Let's
see
get
if
it.
We can get it right.
So if you heard me plugging, the block party the past couple of weeks, this is my guy who was organizing the block party, Dante Graham Preston. Dante, tell the people about the block party really quick.
Oh, the block party is going to be going on this Saturday, August 26th, from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Music, food, libations, collective creativity, just spreading love. You know.
Yes.
Northeast Poland, past and present.
And if people, tell them. So this is Izzy. She has some questions about the block party. She wants you to. So if the people are driving, where is the block party going to be at?
The block party is going to be on Northeast Graham Street in between 7th and Knox.
Northeast Graham Street.
Northeast Graham Street in between 7th. We're blocking off all of Graham Street between 7th and MLK.
Yes.
It's one block north of Knox. It's about 5 minutes from Irving Park.
Nice.
If we can get this to go off well, we want to go after Irving Park.
Oh,
we
yes.
Irving Park.
We want to take over the park. We want to take over the neighborhood. It's the block party.
There's a theme,
right? It's like bring.
There is a theme.
What's the theme? Bring that beat back. And while we got DJ Wicked in the building, Wicked, you ready? Man, you ready to go kind of get loose with those fingers?
Yeah, man. I'm just going to, you know, do a little minute or two of scratching before we're out of time.
Man, you know what? Hey, Dante, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate
you.
Hey, brother, you know, that's and if you guys don't know, that's Old Dominion. Old Dominion's in the
Old
building.
Dominion, all day.
A.K.A. Solace. You already know. I got MC Isadora in the building. She's getting loose. You already know. She's loud, ready to bang. Hey, shout out.
Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, my guy. Hey, have a good day, bro.
All right, you as well.
Hey, this is Voices from the Edge. You don't get Daddy Daycare on any other radio. You know what I'm saying? 90.7 KBOO Community Radio, DJ Wicked. Man, Wicked, get them fingers loose. Let them hear a little something. I might need a little. And I'm gonna tell you guys right now, this is free. Live vinyl. Ones and twos. Get them, Wicked. Get them. That right there is the amazing, incredible, the infamous DJ Wicked with the ones and twos. If you don't know what he's doing right now, he is using those hands, those fingers, and he is giving you a little bit of scratching. He's mixing, he's juggling between two different beats. I'm gonna tell you right now, let the drummer get wicked. Ooh. Wicked, thank you so much for coming through today, my guy.
Man, my pleasure, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't know, now you know. DJ Wicked is one of the dopest DJs in Portland, West Coast, nationwide. Man, shout out to the DJs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mello C. Shout out to my guy, DJ Drex. Shout out to Stax. Man, you want to shout out some DJs right now, Wicked?
Yeah, man. DJ Oz Rock.
Yes, DJ Chaos. Oz Rock.
Ill Fame.
Yes.
Man, the list goes on.
The list goes on.
We can do this all day.
We can do this all day. And really quick, you know, me and Wicked have a little bit of history. You know, we used to do these hip-hop 101 classes through Ethos back in the day. And I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm doing, I am getting... Hey, you want to talk to the people? We are getting the band back together. So if you don't know about hip-hop, you want to talk to the people. If you don't know about hip-hop and you don't know about the culture, yes, tell them. And the elements, we are coming for you. Yes. So I got a gentleman from DEF CON 5 ready for you. I got Dump La Rock ready for you. I got DJ Wicked ready for you. I got Libretto coming. Yes, Libretto. And we bringing the hip-hop to you guys, that hip-hop curriculum. Wicked, I'm going to tell you right now, first, before we get off the air, I only got like 4 minutes and like 30 seconds left. Man, I want to thank you so much. You do, one of the things that you do is you keep it real. And you bring us good hip-hop to the city. You know, I see you at all the events, you know, DJing. And, you know, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I thank you for keeping it extra hip-hop, extra real. And, man, I'm gonna thank you for keeping me in your back pocket, my guy.
Man, love you, bro. Thank you.
You already know. That's work. Man, that's my guy, DJ Wicked. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to let him give us one song before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, now you know. Next week is my last week on the air. We're going to actually have some battle rap MCs calling us in. We're going to get a chance to get extra justified, talking a little bit of revolution, a little bit of Portland politics. And we're also going to get a chance to talk a little bit about some beef. So if you don't know, this is Voices from the Edge. I am John Slaughter. It is a poetic justice feel. Man, we could give them one last little ditty to get us out of here. Man, if you don't know, now you know. This is KBOO Radio 90.7 Community Radio. This is John Slaughter. Hey, poetic justice feel. Man, give them something, Wicked. Let's go. This is Voices from the Edge. If you want to call real quick before we get off the air, it is 503-231-8187. I might take one last call. This is John Slaughter. Now, I got one last week next week, and I'm going to let you know right now, I'm going to have Charlie Clips in the building. I'm going to make sure I have Marv 1 in the building from Detroit. Now, they won't be actually in the building. They'll be calling. But also, we're going to talk a little bit about conflict resolution. You know, there's too much stuff going on in Portland for us not to address. So, on my last week, before we get out of here, we're going to get a chance to address some of that stuff. And that's some of that stuff are those crazy conversations we keep on talking about. This is Voices from the Edge. Hey, it's Daddy Daycare. I got my girls in here. We're going to get a chance. Hey, JoJo, you got a shout out? Come here, JoJo. I know you got a friend you want to shout out. Shout him out. Shout him out. What's up? Say what's up, JoJo. Say what's up. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, that's JoJo. That's JoJo in the building. She just too shy, but I got another one. She want to come and say hi. This is Zofia. Come here, girl. Say what's up. Say what's up. Say what's up. Say what's up. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, she too shy. And you got Isadora Slaughter, MC Isadora. You want to say what's up? You've been talking all day. Say what's up.
Hi.
Yes, right on cue. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, it ain't the Ball family. It's the Slaughterhouse family. Slaughterhouse 5 in the building. That's what we do. DJ Wicked. We want to thank DJ Wicked, Kirk. You know, I don't like to always call MCs and DJs by their name unless they got a dope name. We want to thank Kirk, aka DJ Wicked, for coming through. That's my tech. Hey, this is K-Boo Radio 90.7, Voices from the Edge. Hey, we'll be back next week, keeping it extra poetic justice justified for you. Hey, Voices from the Edge, this is K-Boo Radio. Hey, have a beautiful day. I hope you had an eclipsing week. Hey, we're gonna make sure we see you next week. Hey, have a good day. Goodbye.
K-Boo Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of An Evening with Dan Levinson at Kennedy Violins on Saturday, August 26th at Kennedy Violins in Vancouver. His stage show, An Evening with Dan Levinson, is an intimate evening of musical conversation that combines old-time fiddle, Appalachian banjo, stories and song in a storytelling format to tell the story of life in rural Appalachia and life on the road. Again, that's An Evening with Dan Levinson at Kennedy Violins on Saturday, August 26th at 4 p.m. at Kennedy Violins, 508 Southeast 117th Avenue in Vancouver. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.